This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Hope everyone had a great day. So we're learning a very interesting sugya, the sugya of Shalosh Nashim Shamashos B'moich. And we're going to read Rashi and a Tosfos. This Tosfos appears in Ksubis, I think on Lamed Vav. But we're just going to focus on this particular Tosfos. Tosfos says, let's see the Gemara. Tani Ravivi Kamed Rav Nachman Shalosh Nashim Shamashos B'moich. There are three women that are allowed to have relations with the moich, a contraceptive, katana, a minor, muberes, a pregnant woman, a meinika, a nursing woman, katana, shema tesaber, v'shema tomos, a katana, maybe she'll become pregnant and she might die, so to protect her health, she could have relations with the moich, muberes, a pregnant woman, shema tasu barasando, may deform her young, meinika, a nursing woman, shema tigmo benavi amos, she might have to stop nursing and the child will die. Says Rashi, Mishamoshes b'moich mutarois lases moich b'makoim tashmish. They're allowed to put a moich in the place of tashmish k'shehein mishamoshes when they are having relations k'deish shalo yisabru, so they don't become pregnant. Now, the simple reading of Rashi is talking about a woman putting a contraceptive b'oisay makoim before tashmish. That's what the lashon of Rashi is mashma, right? Rashi says b'makoim tashmish. Now, the simple reading of Rashi is these women are allowed to and everyone else is not allowed to. So why would everyone else not be allowed to? So, says Tosfos, Shalosh Nashim Mishamoshes B'moich, Perish HaKuntras, Mutter L'Shamish B'moich, Avo Shar Nashim Aser, why? Mishum Hashchasas Zara, because of destroying seed. Even though a woman is not commanded to have children, she still may not destroy the zara. Now, the simple reading of how Tosfos gripped Rashi is Tosfos gripped Rashi, that Rashi is talking about putting a moich b'shas tashmish. And the reason why you're not allowed to do it is because it's hashchasa zara for the woman. In other words, the Pashup Shantau Tosis gripped Rashi, is Tosis is gripping Rashi. These women are allowed to put a moich b'shas tashmish, but other women are not allowed to because then it would be a problem for who? For her. So the question is, what? It would be a problem for her? And Tosis is bothered, but what do you mean she doesn't have to have children? No, but she's not allowed to destroy Zerah. But what about for him? What about for him? Isn't he being what is called being matel on Eitzim Avonim? Isn't he putting the Zara on something that's not able to have children? So it's interesting that Rashi is learning that Shar Noshim are not allowed to because it's Lesa Dida, it's a problem with her. I would have said it's a problem with him. That's how I would have learned the Sugya. Now, the only time. Now, why would it be a problem on her? She's not doing anything. He's doing the ma'isa. L'chayra, it's only a problem on her if she puts it in afterwards and kills the zara. But why would it be a problem on her to put in the moich before tashmish? What's she doing wrong by putting in a moich before tashmish? A woman, I have a question. There's an issur for a woman to put a moich in her body before tashmish. What's her? She's not doing anything wrong. Elamai now, the man's living with her. She's not doing anything. He's the one doing something. So Reb Reuven Grzovsky learns that even though the lashon of Rashi is mashma, that we're talking about putting in a moich before tashmish, the way Tosfos is quoting Rashi, that the problem with Shar Noshim is a problem with her, that seems to indicate we're talking about after tashmish. Then Tosus says as follows: V'chein mashma benida. It's mashma in the Gemara Nida that there's a problem on a woman to destroy zera. It's not beparakalayad. It says in parakalayad, Hamarba livdoik benashim meshubachos. A woman who does excessive bedikos to check if blood is coming out of her is should be praiseworthy. But anashim tikatzes. But for a man to come into contact with his aver, his hand should be cut off because it could cause hoitzah zara. The Gemara says, "Mefarish b'Gemara mishum denoshim lav b'nei hargashaninu." A woman, if she sticks in a bedika cloth, it's not going to cause anything to come out of her. It's not going to cause her to ovulate. But that implies, if it would cause her to ovulate, then she would not be allowed to do it because it's hashchasa zara. So we see there's a concept of a woman being moitzi her zera levatala. It's just it doesn't cause her to ovulate. But if it would, it would be a problem. Mashma di hava benois hargasha hava aser. But then Tosfos says it could be. It doesn't mean that a woman will not ovulate. It means she's not. She maybe will ovulate, but there's no iser for her to cause herself to ovulate. Umiyom motzino lefarish delav benois iser hargasha nenu. We could explain that she is not liable to the Isra of Hargasha, meaning not that she is not physically capable of causing herself to ovulate, but she is not, since she's not Mifkada Aperia Verivia, therefore there's no Isra on her to be, might say, her egg, to cause herself to ovulate. So I just want to speak out, there's a lot of discussion in this Tosfos. How is Tosfos gripping Rashi? Is Tosfos gripping Rashi that these women are allowed to put in a moich after Tashmish, but other women are not allowed to put in a moich after Tashmish? Because for other women it's Hashchasas Zara. Or is Tosfos gripping Rashi that these women are allowed to put in a moich before Tashmish, and other women are not allowed to put in a moich before Tashmish, because it's Hashchasas Zara for the woman before Tashmish? One particular problem of learning Rashi, that, in other words, the one difficulty to say that Tosfos is gripping Rashi, that Rashi is talking about a moich before Tashmish, is why is Tosfos discussing the problem on the woman, l'chaira, if there is a moich there from before? There's no problem on the woman. What did the woman do wrong? She put a moich in her body? The problem would be on the man. The man is being matil on Eitzim V'Avonim. And therefore, Reb Ruvain Grozovsky learns in the Chiddush Reb Ruvain that Tosfos is gripping Rashi, that Rashi is talking about Moich after Tashmish. I want to try to keep it as simple as possible. If you look in the Shas HaShulchan Aruch Kiveger Siman Ayin Aleph, he also seems to learn that Tosfos grips Rashi after Tashmish. And we're going to explain this further. So far, so clear. So you hear how we're learning Rashi? Even though the Rashi on the left side of the page seems to be learning we're talking about Amoich Koidem Tashmish, the Rashi quoted by Tosfos, who says that for other women to be Meshamish B'moich, it's a problem on the woman of Hashchasa Zera, to say that there's a problem on the woman and not the man, L'chor, that's only talking about if she puts in the Moich after Tashmish. Because to put in the moich before Tashmish, if anything, it's a problem on the man. Comes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam oimer, delefnei Tashmish vaday asur litein sham moich. To put in a moich before Tashmish, it's for sure asur. Why? Dein derech Tashmish bekach. Because the man is now not engaging with this woman in a normal way. Why? Because this is not a regular, natural relation. It's like he's placing a seed on wood and stone. So if there's a moich before Tashmish, there's a problem on the man. Now, l'chayra, why would Rashi ever disagree with that? In other words, Rashi was talking about a moich koidem Tashmish and the problem was on the woman? So Rabbeinu Tam is pointing out Now it's question, why is Rabbeinu Tam even talking about a moich before Tashmish? Nobody ever entertained that a moich before Tashmish would be allowed. Even Rashi wasn't talking about that. But then look at Tosfos continues. Avolim noisenes moich achar Tashmish. If you put in a moich after Tashmish, which again, Rashi said is asher for Shar Noshim because of Hashchas Azera, Einira, Lasar. There's no, it would not seem to Aser. Meaning it would not seem that there would be any Isser involved. Why? Dahai Gavra ki orche meshamesh. On the man to live with a woman who's ultimately going to put in a moich after Tashmish. By the way, a moich after Tashmish is some kind of sponge that draws out the Zera. So in other words, Tosfos is saying, to put in a moich before Tashmish, there's for sure an Isser on the man. To put in a moich after Tashmish, there's not going to be any Isser on the man because the man is living with a woman naturally. The Zera is going into the woman. The fact that ultimately it will not be fertilized, the egg will not be fertilized, that's not a problem, says Tosfos, because a man may live with a woman in a natural manner, even if he will not be fertilizing the egg, says Tosfos. You know what the proof is? A man could have relations with a katana or an islandess. Why? Because that's a natural relations, even though ultimately the zera will not be successful in fertilizing the egg. So we see that as long as you engage in a natural relation, regardless of the outcome, it is permitted. So Tosfos says, the same way a man may live with a katan or an islandess, a man may live with a woman who after Tashmish will put a moich in her. Midi dahava aktana of islandess. Just like a katana and an islandess, delay itzeru b'tashmish. There's no itzer of having relations with a katana and islandess. Mishum delay ben lavenois banim nino. Even though they're not capable of having children. So, the simple way of learning Tosfos is as follows: for a woman to put a moich before tashmish, it's going to be usher on the man. To a woman, for a woman to put a moich after tashmish, there's not an usher on the man. Isn't he putting the Zara on Eitzim B'Avanim? Absolutely not. He's having regular natural relations. The same way you could live with a katana and an islandess, even though the Zara will not be successful in fertilizing the egg. So too, you're allowed to live with a woman who's after Tashmish is going to destroy the Zara because the relations were natural. Can the woman put in the moich after Tashmish? L'chayra, she's destroying Zera. And Rashi held that a woman cannot destroy the Zera. V'ho'isha shenoisenes achar kach moich. A woman who puts in a moich afterwards, lo'i huzara hashchasa Zera, she is not commanded on hashchasa Zera. Kivan d'lo'i mifgada aperia v'rivia. Because since women don't have to have children, they're allowed to destroy Zera. Meaning, out's the man is living with her naturally. Out's the woman, Tosfos argues on Rashi. Rashi learns a woman cannot destroy Zera after Tashmish, and these women are allowed to because of the sakana involved. And Tosfos says, no, every woman could destroy Zera after Tashmish. In that case, what does it mean? Gimel Nashim Meshamashes B'moich. Every woman could be Meshamash B'moich. It says Tosfos, Ein Echanami. Every woman can be meshamashes b'moich. What does it mean in our sugya, gimel nashim meshamashes b'moich? Three women have to be meshamesh b'moich, but every woman is allowed to. Rashi learns these women are allowed to be meshamesh with a moich, and other women are not allowed to because of hashchas azara. Tosfos learns there's no isser of hashchas azara in a woman. Every woman can be meshamesh b'moich. What does it mean, gimel nashim meshamashes b'moich? It means these women have to. Okay, u'meshamoshes b'moich d'ktoni ocho, that which the Gemara says meshamoshes b'moich, haynu tzrichos l'shamish b'moich. That is, they have to have relations with the moich.
Rabbi.
Yes, Avi. I don't see you. Koili shamata. Where are you? Who's your name? What's your name? I don't see your name here.
Yeah, I'll change it in a minute.
You're SCR. Who are you?
Snapchat roll.
There you go. Okay.
Who's commanded in Lo Sohu Bra Lashevis Yitzara?
Good point. So even though men and women, but Lo Sohu Bra, even though women are commanded to procreate, again, that's a pasuk in the Navi, that pasuk in the Navi does not, even according to Tosfos would not obligate in a woman not to destroy Zerah. In other words, a woman, everyone agrees a woman does not have the mitzvah puravu. Everyone agrees a woman does have the mitzvah of l'sheves. The shaila is hashchasa zera an offshoot of puravu, or is it unconnected to puravu? The Tosfos holds that puravu and hashchasa zera are not connected, and Rabbeinu Tam says they're connected. Now, let me just share with you one other proof for Rav Reuven Rizovsky. Because even though at first glance Rashi learned the sugya that we're talking about a woman using a meich before Tashmish, but as we said, Tosfos seems to be gripping Rashi that we're talking about a meich after Tashmish. Rav Reuven says, if Rashi was talking about a meich before Tashmish, then Tosfos in his final pshat, when he says, a mishamash es b'meich diktani, he should say, Hainu tzrichos l'shamash b'meich achar Tashmish. If Rashi was talking about before, then Tosfos should have made it clearer that me, Tosfos, I'm talking about after. That implies even Rashi was talking about after. It's just Rashi held other women are not allowed to, and these women are allowed to. And Tosfos is saying, no, tzrichos means you have to. But Tosfos doesn't have to contrast, I'm talking about after and Rashi is talking about before, because even Tosfos is gripping Rashi that we're talking about after. Now, Tosfos seemed to have a kasha on Rashi. Tosfos seemed to be bothered. Well, wait a second. How could a woman put in a meich after? Isn't it that now the man is being matel on Eitzim Avonim? So Tosfos says, no, if you put in a meich after Tashmish, there's no iser on the man, because the man is having natural relations. Midi dahave aktana. So let me share with you an Aruch Lener. Give me 1 second. I have to get it. One Aruch Lener. Okay. The Aruch Lener is a following kasha on Rashi. The Aruch Lener learns that Tosfos is asking on Rashi from Ketana and Eilanis. That Rashi learns there's some kind of problem to put in a meich after Tashmish. And Tosfos says, what could the problem be to put in a meich after Tashmish? By Ketana, you could live with a Ketana and Eilanis. So then why can't you put in a meich after Tashmish? Meaning Rashi learns there's an iser on Sharnoshim to put in a meich after Tashmish. And Tosfos is asking on Rashi, what do you mean if you could live with a Ketana and Eilanis, you for sure could put in a meich after Tashmish. Now, we never learned Tosfos that Tosfos was asking a kasha on Rashi but from Ketana and Eilanis. Tosfos was just saying that the Pashup Shad in Tosfos says, Rashi learns to put in a meich after Tashmish. It's usur for a woman. Why? Because she's killing the Zera. Tosfos happens to be saying that in my personal opinion, there's no isur on a man to live with a woman who's going to put in a meich after Tashmish, just like a man could live with a Ketana and Eilanis. But regarding the fact that Rashi says that for a woman to put a meich after Tashmish, she's killing the Zera, Tosfos is not showing anything from Ketana and Eilanis, right? Would you say that Tosfos has a kasha on Rashi from Ketana and Eilanis? Let's say Rashi would walk into the room. And let's get clear. We're learning Tosfos, that Tosfos gripped Rashi, that Rashi learns the Yisr is putting in a meich after Tashmish. Would you ever say that Tosfos has a kasha on Rashi from Ketana and Eilanis? That Rashi says a woman can't put in a meich after Tashmish because she's destroying the Zera. So what's the kasha from Ketana and Eilanis? In Ketana and Eilanis, she's not destroying the Zera. She's just living with him. But if to put in a meich after Tashmish, she's biadayim, killing the Zera. So Tosfos is... We never learned Tosfos asking a kasha on Rashi from Ketana and Eilanis. We learned Tosfos is addressing a side point. Tosfos wants to know, Rashi learns you now to put an omech after tashrish because of hashchasa zera. I, Tosis, hold there's no isra on a woman of hashchasa zera. But maybe there's an isra on a man to live with a woman if the zera is going to go le'ibud. And Tosis says, no, there's no isra on the man because he can live with a ketana and islandess, so he can live with a woman who's going to put an omech. But in no way is ketana and islandess a kasha on Rashi. But the Aruch Lener has a very interesting question here. The Aruch Lener says, in his opinion, he wants to answer Tosis' kasha on Rashi from Ketana and Ilanus. We're on Yud Beis Amud Beis, right? The Aruch Lener says, maybe Rashi could answer that the truth is you're not really allowed to live with a ketana nailanus. Even though there's no Isra of Hashchas Azara. But there's another Gemara. The Gemara says, the Gemara Nida says, Yud Gimel Amud Beis, there's an Isser to live with a Ketana because you're Ma'akev Mashiach. Why? The Gemara Nida says, Ein Ben David Ba'asha Yichlu Ka Neshama Shebegof. That Mashiach won't come until all the babies are born. And if you live with a Ketana, the babies are not going to be born. I just read a great story. Now, I'll tell you a story, since obviously this is a good sugya. This is, the last sugi in the world that you would hear a story about, but I'll tell you a story anyway. The Rabbi Berowine was a rabbi in Florida at some point in his career, and everyone used to go fundraising there. The Satmar Rebbe and Yosef Shloimei Kahaneman, the Panovich Rav. So the Panovich Rav was once fundraising in Florida, and the Panovich Rav came to Rabbi Berowine. He said, I need 10 young couples. So Rabbi Wine said, look, these are secular couples. They're not giving to Panovich. He said, no, you don't understand. So Rabbi Wine had no choice, so he brought the Panovich Rav 10 young couples. So the Panovich Rav gave the following drasha. He said, 1 million Jewish babies were killed in the Holocaust. Their neshamos are floating around in Shamayim. They need bodies to come to. Could you please give the Jewish people bodies for the souls of the children of the Holocaust? And Rabbi Wein said, every single one of these couples within the year all had children. That was the godless of Kahanim. He could convince anybody of anything, you know? They say, how do we know there's no life on Mars? Because if there was, then the Panovich Rav would have fundraised over there. But anyway, so the Gemara tells us that Mashiach will not come until all the children are born. So in fact, the Gemara neither says you're not to live with a ketana. So it could be that you're really not allowed to live with a ketana. And it's an isser on her to put someone in a situation where she's being ma'akev Mashiach. And just because really you're not allowed to live with a ketana, and maybe what Rashi means, that Shar Noshim our usher is because there's an isser on her to put an amoich and prevent the Mashiach. But listen to that. But that means the Aruch Lener is learning Tosfos that somehow Tosfos has a kasha on Rashi from Ketana and Ilanus. Namely, Rashi learns that by to put an amoich after Tashmish, there's some kind of isser on her to destroy the Zera, and Rabbeinu Tam is asking, what do you mean? But a Ketana and Ilanus could live with a guy. So you would ask a few questions. First of all, How would Tosfos have a kasha? You hear the Aruch HaNer is gripping Tosfos? The Aruch HaNer is gripping Tosfos. That Tosfos is asking a kasha on Rashi from Ketaila and Islandus. That Rashi learns a woman cannot put an amoich after Tashmish. And Tosfos is asking, why can't a woman put an amoich after Tashmish? But a Ketan and Islandus is allowed to live with a man. Now, first of all, we learn Tosfos that Tosfos is proving from Ketan and Islandus there's no iser on a man to live with a woman if the zera is not going to be successful. But Tosfos is not proving anything that a woman could live with a man, because can you extrapolate that if a ketana and islandess could live with a man, so a woman could come and destroy the zera? That would not be a good raya. Maybe a ketana and islandess could live with a man because she's passive, but to actively destroy the zera? What would the raya be from ketana and islandess? Tosfos is asking a kasha on Rashi from Ketana and Islandus. If Rashi is talking about putting in a moich after Tashmish, what would the kasha be on Rashi from Ketana and Islandus? Okay, so I want to share with you a Tosfos of Rashi. Tosfos Harash says something very interesting. Let me see if I can find it. The Tosfos Harash says, that it's impossible to say like Rashi that these women are allowed to use a moich and shar noshim are usser. Says the Tosfos Harash, if she's putting in the moich before Tashmish, then there's an isser on the man. And if there's an Isser on the man, the Isser of Hashkos Zara is like Mevi Mabo La'olam. It's not Mistaber that we're going to matter it for these three women. So you say, maybe we'll matter it for them because otherwise they can't have relations with their husband. No. So we'll tell them don't have relations. We can't be matter the Isser of Hashkos Zara for these three women. Listen to this. Elamai to put in the moich after Tashmish. And Rashi learns is an Isser of a Hashkos Zara for Shar Noshim. Listen to this. Even if women are not allowed to destroy Zera, listen very carefully. Even if Rashi's right that there's an Isser on a woman of Hashchas Zera, there are two types of Hashchas Zera. Shnei Dinim and Hashchas Zera. The Isser of Hashchas Zera, says the Tosfos Harash, is only when a woman, or a man, is goyrem through chimum, through the relations, that it causes the man to emit the zera levatala. The isser of hashchaz zera levatala is through the chimam, the heat of relations, to cause the zera to come out levatala. But after the zera already left the man's body, to go and kill it, there's no isser b'chlal. So the Tosfos Harash is a major breakthrough in the sugya. All the Rosh Hashivas quote the Tosfos Harash. There are two dinim in Hashchas Zera. There's causing the Zera to come out of the body of the man for nothing, and that maybe a woman is chayiv or maybe a woman's not. You could say like Rashi, that for a woman to cause Zera to come out of a man's body, Vatola, there's an Isser on a woman, even though she's not Mifkid Aperi Barivya. Or you could say like Tosfos, women are not Mifkid Aperi Barivya, so she could cause the Zera to come out of Vatola. But once the Zera is out already, to kill the Zera, there's no Isser B'chlal. Once the Zera is Nekar Min Ho'isha, there's no Isser. Now, what do we see from the Tosfos Harash? We see from the Tosfos Harash two chedushim. That the Tosfos Harash holds that after the zera leaves a man's body, there's no iser to kill it. Now, that's the sheet of the Tosfos Harash. Rashi and Tosfos argue and say, there is an iser. Because Rashi would say, it's also for a woman to kill zera after it leaves a man's body. And Tosfos says, since she's not Mifkada Peri Varivya, she could kill the zera. But if she was Mifkada Peri Varivya, she wouldn't be allowed to kill the zera. Meaning, according to Tosfos, a man could not kill zera after it leaves his own body. In other words, according to the Tosfos Harash, once zera leaves a body, if it's in a laboratory, according to the Tosfos Harash, there's no iser to kill it. Rashi and Tosfos says for the man there is an Isur to kill it. For the woman, Rashi says there's an Isur to kill it. Tosfos says there's no Isur to kill it. Everybody agrees though that there is an Isur, or there could potentially be an Isur, to cause the Zera to come out of the man's body, Levatala. That's Vaday Isur for the man. And is it Isur for the woman? That would also be possibly Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Whether, do we say, since a woman's not Mifkada Pura Verivya, she cannot be might cause the man's Zera to come out of Levatala, or do we say she could? Oh, you ready for this trick? This is Gevaldige trick. When Rabbeinu Tam heard Rashi that a woman cannot put in a moich after Tashmish because it's Hashchosas Zera, Rabbeinu Tam had two possibilities in what Rashi meant. Maybe a woman can't do that. Because the woman cannot kill Zera in a man's body. A woman cannot kill Zera after it comes out of the man's body. And that Tois is not proving anything from Ketana and Ilanus. Because Ketana and Ilanus, she's not doing anything. Or maybe the woman cannot be goyreim that Zera come out of the man's body. If it's going to go le'ibud. So first Tosfos addresses why there's no Isser on the woman to be goyreim to cause the man Zera to come out levatala. Meaning, Tosfos is really dealing with two possibilities in Rashi. Rashi learns that we're talking about putting in the moich after Tashmish. And there are two potential problems here. Number one, she was goyreim that the Zera came out levatala. So that, Rashi says, no. She's living with him derech Tashmish. And you're allowed to be goyreim that the Zera will come out levatala if it's derech Tashmish, just like Tanan Islandis. So, in other words, Tosfos is addressing two potential problems in putting in the moich after Tashmish. One, causing the Zera to come out of the man's body, levatala, and that he's proving from Ketana and Ilanus that any time it's Derech Tashmish, that's permitted. Elamai, once. Now what's interesting is, why didn't Tosfos say that first Isser she's allowed to do because she's not Mifkada Piriya Verivya? Apparently, that Isser of causing the Zara to come out of his body has nothing to do with whether she is Mifkada Piriya Verivya or not. And that potentially it would be Usser for her, even if she's not Mifkada Piriya Verivya. And the only reason it's Mutter is because it's Derech Tashmish, just like Ketana and Ilanus. And the second potential Isser of her actively killing the Zera, that's permitted. Why? Because once it's out of his body, then it's only an Isra of Hashchasas Zera, and that's Mutter for a woman because she's not Mifkada Periya Verivya. So potentially this Tosfos is gripping Rashi, that Rashi learns the Isra is for the woman to put in the Mech after Tashmish. And there are potentially two problems with that, and Tosfos is addressing both. One is, she's goyreim the Zera to come out of his body. And number two, she's killing the Zera. So the fact that she was goyreim the Zera to come out of his body, that Tosfos is addressing with the proof of Ketana and Ilanus, that you're allowed to be goyreim. Now, it's interesting, because Tosfos doesn't say, well, she could do that because she's not Mifkada Periya Verivya. So apparently, the Isra of being goyreim that the Zera come out of his body, Levatala, would be usher for her even though she's not Mifkada Periya Verivya, if not for the fact that it's Derech Tashmish. And regarding the second Isser of actually killing the Zara, to that Tosfos says she's not Mifkada Periya Verivya. Now, why would the Isser of causing the Zara to come out of his body, Levatala, be usher for her even though she's not Mifkada Periya Verivya, and it's only Mutter because it's Derech Tashmish? So Reb Ruvain says a pshat in the Tosfos Rosh. This is Reb Ruvain in Siman Gimel Ois Beis. that actually there are two separate Yisurim in the Torah. There's causing the Zera to come out of the man's body, Levatala, and that is learnt out of the Pasuk of Leisinaf. That's an Isur of Leisinaf. That's not an Isur of really Hoitza Zera. That's an Isur of Leisinaf. Leisinaf applies equally to a man or the woman. It's a din of Niyuf. Then there's another Isur of Hashchasa Zera, which may or may not be dependent on Pruravu. Again, not everybody learns Rashi like this. Some learn Rashi that Rashi is talking about Kaidem Tashmish. But the way we're learning, the way Tosfos gripped Rashi, that Rashi is talking about after Tashmish. And Tosfos seems to be proving Ketana and Eilanus. Why is Tosfos bringing in Ketana and Eilanus? To prove there's no Isser on the man? Rashi's not talking about any Isser on the man. Rashi's talking about Isser on the woman. So somehow Tosfos is trying to prove from Ketana and Eilanus there's no Isser on a woman. What Isser on a woman would there be that Tosfos is proving from Ketana and Eilanus? So we're saying that's the other aspect of what the Tosfos Rosh says, that there are really two dimensions of Hoitza Zer Levatala. There's the bigger Isser of causing the Zera to come out of the man Levatala, and then there is, once it's out, killing it. So regarding the bigger Isser, as long as it's Derech Tashmish, it's Mutter. And regarding perhaps the smaller Isser, it's dependent on whether there is a mitzvah puravu on a woman. If I could humbly suggest, you have a Tosfos Rosh? Here. Gedalia, I'll bli neder send you a Tosfos Rosh. And just take a look at the Tosfos Rosh. How the Tosfos Rosh sort of, if you want to take out like one thing from this sugya, this Eon Shir, it's really that there are really two dinim in Hashchas Zera. There is being causing it to be emitted from the man, and then once it's out, killing it biyadayim. Those are two different inyanim, and according to Reb Ruvain, they're learned out from two different psukim. Being moitzi, causing it to come out, is leisinaf. Killing it is might be dependent on pruravu. Okay, Rabbi Sai? Any questions?
But there's actively killing and there's passively killing, quote unquote. And you can say passively, and there's such a thing as passively killing.
Well, and passively might be worse over here because there's the act of bringing it out of the man's body, which is that's adultery, that's leisinaf. And then there's a woman already has it in her guf, and then to go and kill it, that's a separate isser. That might be, that's the isser of Hashchas Zera, which may or may not be dependent on Puravu.
But she's a minor, I mean, it's not actively killing it, it's just, not doing anything.
Well, what she might be doing, right, is causing it to come out of his body.
Okay, that's one side.
Uh-huh. Right, and you're right. From Ketana, we could all... What I'm saying is, all we see from Ketana is that there's no Isser for a woman to cause it to come out of the man's body if it's Derech Tashmish. But you don't see anything about whether you could actively kill it once it's out.
But that's the case. To say to put the mic in afterwards than before. Because before, you could say you can learn from Iowanis, you can learn from Katana, even Zakena, that's Derech Tashmish, and you're not doing it via Dayan.
Right.
That's the problem putting the mic in before.
You're right.
Than putting the mic in after.
Right. In that regard, putting in a mic in after is worse. But in terms of the man, putting in the mic in before is worse. In other words, in terms of the woman, she's doing a much worse thing putting in after. She's actively killing Zera. Unless you say that a woman's allowed to because she's not mefilat pervirivia. But from the man's point of view, it's much worse if it's in before. Because for him now we have a problem. He's being matel zera on Eitzim Avonim.
It's the same thing with Islandus and Zakena.
No, because Islandus and Zakena, he's living with the woman naturally. He's putting it on Anisha. LMI, it's just not going to work. Mashen Kane, if he's putting it on a device, so that's called not Derech Tashmish. That's what Tosfos says is matal al itzim avonim. So there's a dimension regarding the woman, it's worse to do it later. Regarding the man, it's much worse to do before. And in fact, legabi the man, Pashup Shad in this Toisus and Yevamis is we never matter him to do it before. Because for him it's matal itzim avonim, and the way Toisus Rosh explains that it's maybe mabul oilam. Avi.
So, not sure how living with a katana stops Mashiach from coming.
Because you could have lived with a gedola and brought a child into the world.
He can still live with the gedola also.
It sounds like every zera is accounted for. That zera is not going to do what it needed to do. Even though, so yeah, there are a lot of questions you could ask on that. I'm only bringing the Toys R Us. I'm only bringing the Aruch HaNer. Because,
let me ask, in terms of living with a katana,
yeah,
we're talking about a katana, Bas, how old?
Over 3. She's Roy Labia, but ain't a Roy Leilad.
So I thought we said in the Gemara that between 11 and 12, she can become pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll kill her and the baby.
Right.
Under 11, she can't even get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
If I recall the Gemara correctly.
Right.
So I'm saying, if we're talking about a katana bas gimel,
we're talking about a woman between 11 and 12.
Katana bas hay.
Right.
How is that any less worse than being matal alitim avon?
Because this is a woman. It happens to be her system is not developed yet. So it's derech tashmish. It's a natural process. As opposed to when there's a device there, then that is considered an unnatural process. In other words, a woman who's just not capable of having children, the process is still considered derech tashmish. If there is a sponge there, that's not derech tashmish.
Okay. Now, also, in the case of the katana, we say she can use a mic because it'll kill her otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Why can an islandist use one? I don't remember.
An islandist can't.
So only the person who can use a moch is a katana?
Or a mu'ubares, or a menika.
Ah, okay. So what were we talking about islandists
then? Tysus is saying that you should be allowed to put in a moich after tashmish, the same way a man is allowed to live with an islandess even though he won't produce a child. A man should be able to live with a woman who's going to put in a moich after, even though that bia won't produce a child, because he's living with her naturally, and whatever she does after, she's doing after. Tosis is using islandess to prove that when the process is natural, whatever happens after is not important.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.